The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Look at that. It's Chuck and Billy time on WTBR 89.7. And
WSBR 88.1
and Lee. Also, PCTV Live. I mean Select. Why did I say Live? Anyway.
Yeah, PCTV Select.
Yeah. So, you know, we're here. We made it. Well, I did sort of not make it. You know.
I was here before you. Can you believe that?
I know. Who does that?
Not me.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so.
So I'm exhausted beyond belief. And I hate it, but you know what? I'm here. At least I can, you know, $1 million once I get home.
Let loose.
Once I get home, I'm just going to go. That's going to be it. I'm going to be gone.
Night-night.
Yeah. I mean, a good thing is, though, I got to meet Justin Long, the actor.
That's right. You did.
It was awesome. Like, he was super nice. He came in the other day, actually. He came in Saturday. And he was like, hey, Chuck, can you help me out for a minute? I was like, no way. He knows my name. Like, I felt so good.
Then you realized you were wearing a name badge, right?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't wearing one at all. I was like, oh my God, he knows my name.
How do you know your name?
Because he asked me my name when I first asked him for a picture.
Oh.
He was like, what's your name? I was like, Chuck. He's like, oh, Justin. I was like, I already know you, bro.
I know who you are.
And I called him Jay.
Oops.
No, he was like, Chuck, can you help me out? I was like, yeah, Jay, no problem. He just looked at me. I was like, sorry, man. I just abbreviate. He was like, no, people call me Jay. I was like, I'm not calling you Jay. I feel stupid for saying that. He was like, do you have a blender? I was like, at home. he laughed and he was like, no, do you have one here? I was like, I don't know. I'll help you see if we can find one. I was like, nah, we ain't got any. We're not cool enough. He was like, thanks, man. I was like, no problem. He's like, you take care. I was like, you too. And that was it.
He wanted a blender.
Yeah, he wanted a blender.
He needs to make those margaritas.
Yeah, this is a guy, though, but he's a millionaire and he's... doesn't care. Like he that's what he said to me. I was like, why are you buying cheap glasses, bro? You got tons of money. He's like, because I'm not one of those type of guys that have to buy Gucci or, you know, Chanel. I'm not one of those guys. I like cheap stuff. Lasts longer. I was like,
sometimes.
That's a good point though.
I'm not gonna stop shopping at the same place that you've always shopped at.
Exactly. But it was funny. I was like, I just thought it was cool though. That makes me happy. I like when they do that.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. He bought like the He bought the sunglasses, like the cop sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
And when he came up, I was like, who are you pulling over? He was like, somebody.
License and registration, please.
He did say he was doing a movie in Great Barrington, but he also lives in Great Barrington full time.
Oh.
Yeah, he moved from California to Great Barrington.
Can you blame him?
Yeah. No. He said he loves the winter, so.
Well, he can have it.
Yeah, it's all yours,
you can,
bro.
You can have it.
I would love to get a hold of him and ask if he'd come on the show. That would be so awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I would love to have him sit right there. Like, dude, you're the best, bro. You're so funny.
I mean, maybe we can get him in for, like, you know, closer to Halloween. We can talk about Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask him what it was like.
Yeah, he asked me what my favorite movie was that he did. And I was like, accepted.
Yeah, that one was good.
He was like,
that was funny.
Like, he looks at me and he goes, that was a fun one, man. The bloopers in that movie. I was like, oh, man, why don't you put it in the video? He was like, yeah, we didn't think of that.
Yeah, they stopped doing that after a while. Like, once you stop buying DVDs, like,
yeah,
it's all streaming. So,
yeah, now you
if you buy the DVDs and watch the DVDs, usually there are special features, yeah. Special features on the DVDs.
Now you got to find them. You're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, now you got to look on like YouTube or something and see if you can find bloopers.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. I thought it was a cool thing. Like, I knew who he was right when he spoke.
Yeah.
Like, I was standing.
He's got a very unique voice.
Yeah, it was weird. He's standing there. I'm standing there doing stuff in the aisle. And as soon as I heard him speak, I was like, that's Justin Long. Like, just immediately.
That guy sounds like Justin Long.
And then the guy he was asking for help didn't work there. And he was like, oh, no. Yeah, that guy Chuck right there, he knows. He can help you out. He's like, hey, man. Can you help me find the sunglasses? I was like, you're Justin Long. He was like, yeah. I was like, I ain't going to blow your cover, bro. I was like, can I get a picture of you, though, after? He was like, yeah, absolutely. I was like, okay. Walked him where the sunglasses were, and that was it. And then I was like, I cashed him out, and then I was like, just standing there, like, because I was so exhausted, totally didn't remember I wanted a picture with him. He was like, photo op. I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
I was like, I photo remember op. Now. He was like, what about the photo op, bro? I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he was cool, man.
That's cool.
It was funny, because everybody was like, who's that? I was like, Yeah, just a friend I haven't seen in a while. Yeah. Like that. And they're like, just staring at me with the look. And I'm like, what? And they're like, was he famous? I was like, no.
No.
Absolutely not. You're stupid.
No.
It's a hot no. So.
No.
So everyone looks at, like, there's a whole bunch of people in there, and they're like, looking around the shelves, like.
There's a famous person. Did somebody say famous person? Yeah. Celebrity? Celebrity?
And then the guy that I was cashing out after him, he's like, who was that? I was like, told you it was a friend of mine. He's like, you're lying. I was like, no, I'm not.
No.
And then I go, all right, it was Justin Long. He's like, are you kidding me? I was like, this is why I didn't tell you guys anything. Because you act like that. That's why I was like so low down with that guy. I think that's why he appreciated it. And he was like, he runs out the door and he's looking. He's like, I was like, yeah, bro, he took off. I told him to leave. I literally was like, run. And he was like, gone.
Run.
Yeah, like Bray Wyatt used to say, run. And yeah, but it was fun. It was great, dude. I loved it. Just seeing him twice just made me happy.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, when we talked about last week when I went to Wentworth Con and we got to meet all those famous people. You know, a lot of the people that went to that have gone to numerous Wentworth Cons that I never knew existed until recently.
Until now.
I guess they've been doing them since 2019. But there were, like, it was my first one. It was my friend Trin's first one. And it was, you know, a few people, it was their first one. But there was this one lady who was, like, one of those fans that like, cries when she meets you. Yeah, like, she was an older woman.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because, like, I don't know who she was with, but the guy that she was with was, like, she was so excited, and she was just, like, he just was, like, meh. You know, and she was trying to, like, be excited with him.
Yeah.
And he just kind of walked away from her. And I thought that was really she really wanted to buy some raffle tickets, right?
Yeah.
And because they had a bunch of raffles going on, too. And the money was going towards, like, resources and, like, outreach programs and, like, whatever they wanted to donate the money to. One was for animal shelters. And
oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. But the raffles, like, you get to win, like, the stand-up banners that they had there of the people.
Yeah.
Like, you could put raffle tickets in to win one of those.
Yep.
Or put several raffle tickets in to win. So I bought a bunch of raffle tickets, right? And this lady is standing over there, and this guy just, whoever she was with, the way that he treated her, it was like, I just watched this, and I was like, really? And she's, like, dying to just put some raffle tickets in, and he wouldn't help her out. So I gave her, like, 10 of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, here, take these. This is my first time here, too, but take these. And then somebody else, one of her favorite actress was, one of the favorite characters was Frankie. So she was, like, you know, real excited about it that she was even there. But someone got her a photo op with her.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because she didn't have anything. Like, she just got, you know, a general ticket and, you know, was able to be there, which was good. But, and she cried. She cried when she got the photo op, and she was like, why is everybody so nice? I'm like, that's because that's the type of fans we are.
Exactly.
like, that whole fan base is like that.
Yeah.
Everybody there was really nice. So it's really cool that, like, there was only, like, that one person that acted that way.
Yeah.
Which is, they were just so excited to be there with all these famous people. But for me, I'm like, they're people.
Yeah.
They're just people, and
yeah, they're just people like you and me. They're a little more richer than we are, but just people, you know, like and me.
I think they get exhausted doing these things too.
Yeah,
they look like. I mean, I thanked every single one every time I went up to, like, get a photo. Thank you so much for doing this for us, because, you know, it takes a lot out of people.
Yeah, I thanked Justin when he left. I was like, "Thanks, man. I really appreciate it." And he was like, "Yeah, no problem." I was like,
"Yeah." Cool.
And then I was like, "Run!" And he took. He was
get
like,
out.
"Glasses gone." That was it. Mm-hmm. Nobody could find him. They were like.
He teleported.
Then imagine if he walked up and I was like, you're Justin Long. People would be like.
Some people don't know who he is, though.
Yeah, that was funny because nobody knew who he was. The only one that knew who he was the guy that was in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was like, who's Justin Long? Oh, did you ever see Jeepers Creepers? They're like, yeah. I was like, the guy driving the car. And they're like,
the guy with the rose tattoo on his belly?
Yeah. They were like, no way. I was like,
he was like a kid then.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, I love that guy. I was like, you don't even know him.
Yeah. You just don't know. You just said you didn't know who that was.
Then I go, Barbarian. And they're like, oh my God, that's him. I'm like, yes.
Accepted was the one I couldn't think of the other day.
Yeah, I tried to tell him that it was my favorite movie was Accepted, and it wasn't coming out of my mouth. Yeah. I was like, dang it.
The one where you went to, and you made the college.
The one where that big kid screamed like a girl. What was that?
This is one where you made that fake college so that your parents wouldn't think anything less of you. Because you didn't get accepted into anything else. So this college accepted everybody.
Oh, it was the best movie ever. I love that movie.
It was good. It was funny.
It was. It was great.
And it turned out to be something really good, though.
Yep. It was fun. It would be cool if someone would start a college like that.
Yeah.
But that would never happen.
Or the students run it?
Yep. Students run the college. I mean, they should. They're paying all that money anyway.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Like, here, you're going to go to college for 4 years. It's $352 billion.
Mm-hmm.
What?
To get a degree in something.
Yeah. Economics.
Yeah. Here's how you iron a shirt. Just kidding.
So what you do is you put the shirt down and press it down gently. And then you flip
don't
it,
use too much steam. Don't leave it there too long.
Yeah, if you do, you'll burn it.
Don't leave it. Yeah. Here's how you turn on a gas stove.
I got a bachelor's degree in ironing.
Pretty soon they're going to have AI robots doing it for us.
I know, right? Oh, man. Can you iron my shirt? Absolutely, sir. Done.
And they look like, what was that, Johnny Cab? Johnny Cab driver.
Yeah, Johnny Cab driver.
Yeah.
Very good, I do that for you.
No, he looked like the milkman from way back in like the 50s or 40s.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
With the hat.
Yeah, nothing but a smile the whole time. His ears kind of stick out a little bit.
I remember we used to do that when I was a kid. We used to put the milk out and the guy would bring it.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm old. Anyway, that's sad. I don't even believe I remember that. That's horrible.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome that I made you remember how old you are.
You made more grays show up. I can feel them growing right now. I can hear them.
I can hear them. Do you ever notice the gray hairs are usually thicker and harder than the rest?
Yes. It looks like wire, like you could go fishing with it.
Yeah. You're like, literally, if you grow it long enough, you might be able to go fishing with it.
Yeah, you like tie it together and knot it and like, this is great.
Like, yeah.
What are you using for a line, my hair?
I'm using my beard hair.
Using my grays. You can't even tell, can you?
What test is that? Yeah. I don't even know. But I keep catching fish with it.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Look, that's funny. I got a pumpkin seed.
I got a pumpkin seed. You know, those are hard to. They give up such a fight.
Yeah, they're just
when
like,
you're fishing, they give you a fight, and then when you pick, and then you finally like you reel that thing in, and you pick it up, and you're like, "Are you kidding me?
You fought me."
It's
really?
it's like a 5-inch pumpkin seed.
Yeah, it's like being.
You're like, how was that so hard?
Or a perch? You're like. Yeah. How did you fight me and you're only this big? Like, come on. And I'm struggling. Like,
make me think that it's a huge, like, huge fish that I'm trying to get. And I pull it out of the water and it's...
I remember my mom fought a pumpkin seed. Like, literally. Like, she fought it. It felt like for eternity. She was like, I got this thing. Oh, God, it's got to be a big bass.
Yeah, right?
And she pulls it in. She's
it's
like,
got to be a big one. Big striper.
Yeah. She looks at it and goes... I'm not going to say it on here, but she was like, are you kidding me? I was like, it's a good one, Mom. She was like, get out of my face. I was like, what do I catch? A bass. Not even 2 seconds later. It was like, not too big, but it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
She was so pissed off. She hated
that's
me.
That's funny.
She
but
that's
what happens.
Yeah.
It's like, you fight the crap out of this thing. You pull it out of the water, and you're like, you got to be kidding me.
I remember when she fought the perch. It wasn't long, but it was funny. And she pulled it up. It was only like this. And I was like, you struggled to get that in here? And she was like, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to throw you in the river. I was like, It's not like they're sharks. I can come right back out. She's like...
And their fins had these spikes on them.
Yeah.
So if you touch
it, you grab it, you're like, ah, you're a little.
Yeah, because then they poof them out.
Yeah, they go, you're like, get that.
Yeah.
I like how, I just think it's a dumb name for a fish, a pumpkin seed.
Pumpkin
it,
seed.
It doesn't even look like a pumpkin seed.
No.
It looks like, I don't even know, it looks like a frisbee.
I'm going to throw you back.
And it skips across the water.
As long as it goes back in the water.
And then it goes down and it comes right back up. And you're like, oh, man, sorry. Anyway.
Oops. I didn't mean it.
I can't remember who threw my mom's bass back. It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
I think it was my uncle. I'm not sure. It was either my uncle or my... It was my uncle or my other uncle. I don't know which one it was, but it was funny. It was my Uncle Frank or my Uncle George. I think it was my Uncle Frank. It was hilarious.
Threw her bass.
So he had a huge bass in the cooler. It was huge. And he was like, we don't need this, and tossed it in the water. She's like, what are you doing? Like, she screamed at him. And then she tackled him, and he fell in the water. Like, he went face first into the water, and she wouldn't let him up. She was trying to kill him. I was like, what are you doing?
I mean, it's not really worth drowning a guy for.
No, it's not. But I was just sitting there going, I'm not even getting involved. Like, I didn't even care. Like, I don't care if you drowned. It's something I don't care. But the funny thing was, is when he threw the bass back, it just floated. Like, it was already gone. It was it.
Right.
And my mom was like, oh, grabs it out of the water. She's like, you're still here. Like, why are you talking to it? It's dead. Put it back in there.
Can you imagine if it talked back?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm here.
It just turned its head like, I'm so sorry.
Its head's flopped over like this, and it's like, yep.
Thanks for catching me.
And you're like, what did I just drink in my coffee?
Yeah, what is in there? Yeah, that's kind of worrisome. It was creepy. It was funny, though. It just was floating like this while she's trying to drown.
Grab the bass. Oh, you're here. You're here. Oh, thank goodness. Yep.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I didn't go far, did I?
Christopher Walken says it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, thank you for catching me. Kermit the Frog.
You almost lost me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Or like the dude, what's the one that Joey Gladstone does on Full House? The woodchuck dude.
Oh.
Is this another world?
Is this another world?
Thank you for catching me.
No, yeah.
I'm like, I'd throw it back if it did that. I'm like, nope.
That's the same voice as Meatwad.
I know.
Hey guys. We're going to want to
Is this thing made of meat?
Is this made of meat?
Is this made of meat?
They're going to be like, why are these guys doing voices on the air? Because we can. And if you don't like it, start some trouble. Anyways, just kidding. Oh, man. Like, I am so exhausted. My voice is so deep and it drives me insane. I sound like I've smoked for 30 years. I'm like, yeah, I need some Pall Malls.
Why don't you go down the stairs down there and get me a pack of Marlboros?
Give me the pack of them Pall Malls. Give me the Camels.
Non-filter.
Give me the Camels without the filter.
You sound like I'm dying. It was so bad because I was cashing somebody out one day. And whatever day it was, because I'm so exhausted, I don't remember. And that we sell cigarettes, but we can't sell them because we have no license yet. So we can't do anything. They're sitting behind me, so those things are probably staler than I don't know what. And this lady's like,
yeah, I need a pack of the ones right there, the Montego.
I was like, okay, ain't getting them. And she's like, why not? I was like, we don't sell cigarettes. She's like, then why are they in there? I was like, do you not notice that it's blocked off? That means we can't sell them. We have no license. Well, just give me them anyway. Yeah, no.
How about no?
Yeah, I'm not giving you the cigarettes. And she got mad at me. She threw the money at me instead of just handing it to me. Whatever I can't remember what she was buying. She was like, and all the coins went on the floor, and I just stared at the coins, and I was like, that's all I did. I was like, breathe, bro, because you're going to snap. And I was like, just pick them up.
Oh, it's not your fault.
No. I picked up the coins, opened the drawer, put the money
in
there.
People always take it out on the...
Yeah.
Person and, behind the and, register.
And the lady was like, whatever, you have a bad, I hope you have a bad day. I was like, thank you, have a good one.
And I hope you have the day you deserve.
Yes, I hope you get hit by a bus. No, I'm just kidding.
No, see, the best thing to do
so
is...
So bad.
The best thing to say is to say, have the day you deserve.
Yeah.
Because it all depends on how you are.
Yeah, my luck, I'd be like, bam! I'd be like, oh my God, that just happened.
Why do I deserve that?
I almost got hit by a car today. It was fun. Like, they stopped. The kid stopped, and I just crossed the street, and he just goes, and he just takes right off. I'm like, yo! And I said way more than what I'm going to say here. I was going, come back here! I was so angry. And all these people were like, yeah, get him, bro. I was like, shut up, no one's talking to you. I hated everybody today. Just hated them all.
Oh, man, that happened to me recently, a couple weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, this lady, like, drove herself off the road and came back, and, like, came back onto the road, and I thought she was going to come across the road.
Jeez.
It was on Barker.
Oh, yeah.
And I was heading towards, like, I was going towards the airport because I was going to cross over to go into Lenox. And this lady in this little red Prius, and she was an older lady, I think.
Yeah.
And she literally, like, went right off the road on the other side and then jerked the wheel and brought herself back onto the road. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I had somebody with me. She could have hit me. She could have hit me. It would have hurt her more.
Yeah, I would have just ran her over. I would have monster trunked her.
But it doesn't, like, it could have been people behind me that could have got hurt. She would have got hurt. Exactly, yeah. You know, something, we could have got hurt. But still, like, this lady, I don't know what. She looked like she was looking at the road, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't look like, she was looking at a phone or anything like that. She just went off the road. I was like, what is happening right now?
There was a girl in front of me when I was going to work, and she was literally taking selfies.
Oh, my God.
I was getting so angry. I was like, drive the car! I was, like, screaming. And I punched the steering wheel. I was like, I swear to God, if you don't go. And she, all of a sudden, she's like, not even looking at the road. Just.
And this is why accidents happen, people.
Yeah, and I was like,
please don't take selfies while
and
driving.
How terrible I am. I should have done it. But I passed her on a double line. I couldn't deal with it. I'm not getting into an accident with her in front of me. It's not happening. You want to kill yourself, that's on you. I was just, woof, see ya, gone.
Yeah, I saw a few of those kind of, yeah.
Like, I was so cute.
Few drivers like that, and I just kind of stay way behind them.
I like the ones that just do this.
Yeah, that just swerve in between the lines and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm way back here, bro. You get hit, I'm not getting hit. It's not happening.
Yeah, you stay way behind them.
Yeah, I can't. It's kind of scary, man.
And if you can get off of that street and go a different way,
it's like
a different way.
We're going to go this way.
Because, no.
No, I don't like that.
I stay
that.
Away from that.
No, that creeps me out.
Because then you know they're distracted or under the influence.
Yeah, there was a dude, what was it, probably like maybe 3 weeks ago. I was stopped. Oh, God, they were doing road work where I go, like a back road that I go on.
Where aren't they doing road work?
Yeah, true. I shouldn't even have said that. There was road work going on everywhere. Anyways, so they were doing road work, and the cop's like this, and he puts his hand up to stop. We all stop. This dude in the Dodge Ram is flying. He's not stopping. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm looking in my mirror. I'm like,
You see him coming?
Yeah, he's just coming. I'm like, okay. And I was like, put it in drive, and whoo, I pulled it off to the side. Then he goes, just almost hits the car in front of him. I'm already on the side.
Yeah.
You're not hitting me. So he almost hits the car in front of him. This cop, like, just brutalizes him with words, man. He just, it just annihilated him. He's like,
good.
What is wrong with you, man? He was like, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. He was like, get off the phone then. Like, he's screaming at him. And he comes over. He's like, you okay? I was like, nah, I'm good, man.
Yeah. I think that's the worst is, like, when you look in your rear view and you see them coming and they're not stopping.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I move? What do I do?
Yeah, like, if you have nowhere to go, you're like, beeping. Like, that's not going to help. They're not going to move.
No, they're not going to.
They're just
going to,
what do you mean, stupid? Why are you so stupid?
It happened to me and a friend. Somebody came up and hit us in the back, but we saw him coming, and my buddy took his foot off the brake. It's weird, a stoplight.
Oh, man.
And luckily it was nighttime, so there wasn't really a whole bunch of traffic.
Yeah.
And that car, like, hit him in the back and then just pushed him through the... pushed him right through the intersection. And, no, it's really funny. There was nothing wrong with his car after... There wasn't even a scratch on the bumper.
That's funny.
And he had the same kind of car you and I had, only his was red.
Oh, Sunfire?
Yeah.
Sunfire.
That thing, man. I think that thing was like...
That was like death on wheels.
It had a hex put on it, I think.
I think it was like made of tin.
I don't know.
Because every time I hit a bump, it was like, ting. I was like... When I shut the door, it was like, doom, like that. I was like, what? Why?
Yeah, it did kind of make that weird sound.
It did. It wasn't even normal. Like, when I shut my Camaro, that was a door. It was like, good doors. You know, like, that's what I'm
Yeah, this
about.
One was more like plastic.
Yeah,
like I was like, actually, I had the same exact car.
It was so funny that you actually had my car. Because you could see my sticker.
I know.
It was just
like, yeah, where your sticker used to be. Yeah. I was like, this used I'm looking at it. After I bought it, I noticed it. I was like, wait a minute. This is the same kind of car? And I'm looking in the back, you know, window there, and I'm like, it's his car.
Yeah, it was funny. You were like, I got to show you something. I was like, what? And you were like, I was like,
I did too. I was like, look, it's your car.
At least they fixed the dent in the door. That made me angry. The first day I got it, dude smacked into it.
Ugh.
Backed right into my car, and I go outside, and I'm like, what the? Like that, and I go into the bar. I was like, who hit my car? Because they're going to get hit. That was at Herman's. Remember Herman's?
Yep.
My sister was working there. She's like, somebody hit your car? Oh, I'm going to go take a shot. I'll be right back. Thanks.
I'm going to go take a shot. I'll be right back.
She didn't come back. It was just me and Bubba standing there. That was it. He was like, oh, that's terrible. I'm going inside now. You guys are useless.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the support. It was funny because my sister, she was at the bar and she was like, "Who hit your car?" I'm like,
"I don't know.
I have no idea. The ghosts. I don't know. I don't know who hit my car." She was like, "Man, that's a big dent." So I was like, "It's not that big. I can get the dent out. I have no problem with that." She's like, "Yeah." I'm like,
it's so funny with drunk people. Like they just keep drinking no matter what.
Well, she was behind. She was a bartender. But the funny thing was, it was like she was like listening to me, but not listening to me. She was like, "Yeah, okay. What do you need?" And I'm like,
"Thanks, sissy."
I remember I was dressed as Eminem. I was wearing all white.
Oh man,
like the parachute pant type things, and the Nike coat, a white hat. My sister was like, "You look so stupid." I was like I felt like the only white guy wearing white. I'm the honky here. People are like,
man.
You know you're white, you don't have to wear the color. We crack a man.
What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah. It was funny.
I can be whatever I want. My mom said so.
I remember my sister was like, "Do you want a shot?" I was like, "Sure." She was like, "You want a Red Devil?" I was like, "What's in it?" She was like, "I'll just make it and you drink it." Wait. No, that's not how it works. Like, what's in it? Just let me make it. Okay. So she makes it, and I was like, whoosh, not knowing what's in it. I was like,
yeah.
What is in there? She was like, oh, it's some good stuff. Don't worry about it. Walks away. What? You're no help at all.
It's some great stuff.
It's good. So good.
Is it the same stuff that's in a redheaded slot?
I don't know.
Listen. That is a really good drink, and I don't even like the main liquor that's in it. I don't
know what's in it. It's just, I don't even remember. I still don't to this day. I'm going to have to look it up. It drives me insane. I don't know what she put in it.
Hold on. Yes. There's always Google. Let's see. It's called
Red Devil.
The Red Devil. I think I remember having those.
I know there's grenadine in there. That I know, because she has to make the red in there just a little bit. Red Devil.
The devil's drink. Red Devil.
Red Devil.
Okay, it's got, yes, it does have grenadine in it. It's got Grand Marnier. I don't know what that
is. Marnier?
Marnier. Vodka, peach schnapps, Southern Comfort.
Oh, no wonder why I hated it.
Gin, grenadine, and orange juice. Oh.
No wonder why I was like, no wonder I looked like I was having a stroke. I was like, ow. I don't like SoCo. I don't, SoCat, whatever it is. Southern Comfort.
I don't really like it either. So the
redheaded stepchild
is a cocktail made of Jägermeister, peach flavored schnapps, so peach schnapps, and cranberry juice. I don't like Jäger.
I don't really like it anymore. I don't like it.
I don't like black anything black licorice.
I like black licorice. I don't mind it if it's good. If it tastes like
it's weird.
I don't know. I love it. I just like it's like
no, it's cool. Like I don't care because everybody loves Jägermeister for whatever reason. Like it's fine. I don't care. It's my opinion.
No, yeah, it's fine.
I totally don't. Like, I don't, like, judge you if you like it.
No,
I don't. I'm like, whoa.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We will be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We're back.
We're back.
We made it back. We're here.
We did.
We made it.
We made it.
It's like Christmas all over again.
Wednesday.
Dude, I haven't had coffee in 5 days.
Oh, you need to have a coffee.
I'm going
to
go get like 7. I'll be wired for time.
What is it? August 6th, is it?
It is.
Oh, yeah. I was right. Wednesday, August 6th. This weekend is tax-free weekend, in case anybody didn't know that. Because a lot of times I don't even know that. I don't even know when tax-free week. And you know what? Every single time tax-free weekend ever came before, it was like, I never had any money anyways. So I was like, pfft.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't got any money. I can't buy.
But like tax-free weekend is this weekend, and I don't know if it's going to make a difference in your wallet or not, but it's happening.
It will if you buy like electronics.
Maybe.
Because there's always like 15, maybe. 25 bucks on those things.
Furniture.
Furniture.
If you're buying new.
Furniture. I feared it. You guys want to buy some furniture?
Furniture? That I feared it on. Do you ever wonder if the salesman ever would sit down on those? How many farts are in those new furniture?
Like you sit down and goes,
yeah. Like, somebody sat here before. I know they did.
Somebody sat. tastes like bacon and cheese.
Beef and cheese. You're not the real Santa. You smell like beef and cheese.
Do you need a hug? Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Buddy the Elf.
I love that. But I'm here now, and I'm here. Daddy, I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
He's like.
Yeah, he does it weird. Yeah. Get the singogram over with.
That was funny. I've gotten a singogram before.
I've never gotten one.
It's not one you want. Not the one I thought it was going to be. No, wait, Nate, let me rephrase that. I thought it was going to be a singogram. But it was way different than what I was expecting.
Oh.
And all the people that I was working with in Tennessee were like,
what is happening?
Yeah, they're like, oh my God. I was like, calm
it was
down.
A strippogram, wasn't it?
It was. It was bad. Like in a,
you're like,
it was okay. It was good, but it was a bad thing. I was just like, I'm
you're at work.
Like, can like, you leave?
Yeah, like wait until like later. Like,
I was like, can you come back when I'm out in the car?
Who did that to you?
Come back when I'm in the driveway.
You sent it to yourself, didn't you?
No, somebody sent it to me.
That's funny.
And I was like, what? And it was one of my friend Joe's buddies. He sent it to me because it was my birthday was coming up. And she was like, I'm here to sing happy birthday to Chuck. And she started singing. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
She had a good voice.
Yep.
It's like, oh, this is good. What are you doing? What are you doing? And she was like, what? This is that's a thing. This is what I'm supposed to do. I was like, no.
I'm at work. I'm at work. I'm going to get fired
now. Everybody walked over. We're like, I was like, can you guys, there's nothing to see here, guys. Go.
Nothing, like, nothing to see.
That was bad. I was like, no, I'm working.
I wonder who so sent funny. That to you.
Who sent it to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my, one of my buddy Joe that lives in Tennessee. His friend Pinky. His nickname's Pinky. He was like, yo, I'm going to send something to you, dude, at work. I was like, I don't want anything from you because I know yours is, you're crazy. He was like, you're going to love it. And he sent it to me, and I was just like, what? And then before I got it, my boss comes out, and he's like, hey, Yankee. Like that, because...
Well, yeah. You're from the Northeast, and you're in the South.
I got to do it the right way. Hey, Yankee. I'm like, yeah, he's like, yo, I got someone over here down yonder down here who wants to talk to you about some birthday day or something. I was like, what?
Birthday day?
I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, there's a girl down here that wants to talk to you about your birthday. I was like, why does she want to talk to me about my birthday? I don't know, man. She just want to talk to you about your birthday. I mean, you want me to send her in? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, Dan. And he walks, drives it, takes his fork truck, turns it around, comes back. He goes, she's right here, man. She going to sing some birthday to you. I don't know. I think stupid, whatever. He starts driving up, but he comes around the corner, right? And he's sitting there. He's talking to one of the guys that I was working with. They're sitting there. They're on the other side where I'm working.
Yeah.
And they're just chit-chatting, right? And all of a sudden, she starts singing, and everybody's like, what is she doing? They're like, this is no big deal. And then it was like, whoa, wait a minute.
And then everybody's and his like,
fork
whoosh.
Truck, all I see is this fork truck go, like that. I was like, leave. Like, get out of here. And everyone's like, that was amazing, man. You say that? That was phenomenal. I was like, you guys are such losers. And I call Pinky. I'm like, bro, don't ever do that again. He's like, what?
You didn't get
I was
me
like,
fired.
Yeah, I was like, I could have got fired for that. He was like, wow, man, it was all in good taste. It was not in good taste.
It was bad. Good fun, sure.
It was fun, but no. I'm trying to work, and I'm like.
you're watching, but.
I put that on. Okay, there we go. Hit the button. Why is it not working? Oh, because it's not on there. But it was so fun. It was funny.
Very distracting.
Badly. Like, nobody was working. All their machines are beeping.
Everything.
Beep. Like, nobody's stopping to get even open the dang doors on them. They're just like, whatever.
It's so funny.
It was great. It was cool.
Some girl down here want to talk to you about your birthday.
But his southern drawl is so deep. You know that, man, I'll tell you, well, you go on there and there, and yonder and down there, you can pick that piece of metal right there, you put it right in your machine. What?
picked up that metal.
I think the best guy I ever met in Tennessee, I was with Joe, and we stopped at a Cumberland Farms, right?
They had Cumberland Farms down there?
Yeah, weird. We stopped at a Cumberland Farms, and his friend was working there, and he made I can't remember this guy's name, but he made me meet this guy. He always sat in front of Cumberland Farms in his lawn chair reading the newspaper. He
sounds southern.
Like, okay. Like, it goes like this. The store's like this, right? He's sitting on the literal corner, like, sitting there in his chair, and he's, like, flipping through the papers. And the first thing, Joe goes, yo, oh, my God, I didn't know you was here. And I was like, what's up? And he's like, you got to say hi to this guy. And I was like, all right. And I was like, hey, how you doing? He's like, hey there, man. I didn't know what I was saying about that. I was saying about that. You were not here, so you know what I'm saying? I was like,
What?
He was like, you don't know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
That's like the last at the end of it.
From Waterboy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was annoying. I was like, when I look over at Joe, he did it on purpose.
Joe's over there laughing, probably.
He was dying. He was like,
thumbs up.
I gave him a different thumbs up. But
you gave him a different finger up.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you, okay, all right. He's like, I like the truck there. It's not car. You got to do that. No, that truck. I was like,
sure.
I look at Joe. I'm like, what are you doing to me? Mm-hmm. He's like, waving sure. at me. I was like, I got to go. He's like, well, down. Go on there now. You have going on there now. I walk in. I was like, I'm going to punch you in the face. He was like, did you enjoy the conversation? I was like, what conversation? There was no words. He was like, oh, he said some words, but you just don't understand them. I was like, yet again, there was no words. It was so bad, dude. It was funny. Like, I'll always remember that. It was just, him reading the paper. He's reading the paper. He's like this. He's not even looking at me. He's not looking
was
at me.
Was he talking, all. Like,
yeah.
Without even looking?
Yeah, he's like, but on apples on down there. Yeah, you, on here. Yeah,
yee-hoo.
I bought a truck down there, a S10.
Yep.
And it was a lowrider.
Yep.
I bought it for $6,000. and it had the drag plate on the back of it. So when I dropped the back of it, it was like, made the sparks and everything like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that much because I hated it. I just liked to drop the truck. It was so, I loved that truck. I wish I never got rid of that truck.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awesome. And the kid was so mad that he had to sell it. Well, he didn't sell it. His girlfriend sold it.
Oopsie. They got,
because she bought it for him. He did everything to it. And she got, she dumped him and then she sold the truck. She just parked it on the side of the road. And where I lived, all I do is come around the corner and there's a truck. Nobody knew it was there but me. And I was like, well, I don't have to call this number. She was like, yeah, I'm going to sell that truck for like $6,000. You want to buy it? I'm like, okay.
I'm going to sell that truck.
Yeah, she sounded like an old woman at first. And when she came, I was like, you're not an old woman. She was like, you like this truck? It's my truck right here. You like that? I was like, yeah, it's nice. Like that. She was like, you got $6,000? I was like, does it run? I don't want to give you money if it's not running.
Yeah.
And I was like, first, I was like, nah, I'm not giving you anything. I want to test
drive it up.
I was like, I want to drive it before I buy it. She was like, absolutely. I got in it. There was only
sugar. Yeah. That's what they always say.
Yeah, they do. And there was only 54,000 miles on that truck.
Yeah.
I was like, nice. I got in there. I started up. That thing started. It was loud. Like, not violently loud, but it was like, I was like, ooh. And she goes,
you just hit that little button right there. You like that? Hit that little button.
Why are you whispering? Talk. And she was like, okay. So I was like, hit it. And I was like, I raised it. I was like, ooh, airbags. I got excited. And I was like, and just handed it to her. I was like, sign the title. She signed the title. I signed the title. Done. Mine. Drove it off.
My truck. Mine.
What's weird is you can have 30 days in Tennessee to not have a plate on your truck.
What?
It's so dumb. There were so many people driving around with no plates. You have 30 days. You have it for 30 days. If you buy a car and you still have the bill of sale or the title, you have 30 days to get a plate.
Wow.
I was like, all right. So I was driving around like, whoa, I had a sweet system in it. I didn't even know I had a system in it. Like, I thought all the airbags were in the back. No, mm-hmm. It had like 13 10-inch speakers in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
I was like, what the? It was loud. It was good. I liked it.
What happened to it?
Well, I had to give it up because I got laid off in my job. Mm. And I had to sell it, which sucked. Joe bought it from me. He was like, I'll give you $6,000, bro. He's like, it's worth it. I was like, I don't want $6,000. I've been using it. He was like, I don't care. I'll give you $7,000. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
I'll give you $7,000 then.
And he gave me $7,000 and I was like, fine, whatever. And he gave me a hug. He's like, I'm going to miss you, bro. I was like, I'll miss you too, redneck. He was like, you're a jerk, man.
You're a jerk.
You call me a redneck? No, I was kidding. I slapped you on the back, bitch.
Got you.
I got you. I like your tan.
I like your tan. Did you get that from a tractor? Because I like your tan.
Were you wearing a t-shirt?
Were you wearing a t-shirt? Hey, what size pants you wear?
You know how great it is when you see them wearing just it's all the t-shirt. It's just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You're all white and your arms are tan here.
Yeah.
That's what I look like.
Yeah.
You look nice.
I love your t-shirt tan.
I like your t-shirt tan. That's nice right there. You want me to oil you up?
Yeah, me oil you up. You get right there on that tractor.
You want me to put
you're
going to
have
lotion?
T-shirt tan before you know it.
You want me to rub some aloe on your belly? No, I'm good. You going to get burnt if you don't put it on you.
You going to get... That's after you get burnt.
Yeah. What do you mean, man? You don't know what you're talking about.
You know why they wear cowboy hats, right?
No.
So that their ears and their noses don't get burned.
Joe tried to get me to wear a cowboy hat in Tennessee. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, I like them now, but I didn't then.
Yep.
I was like, these are stupid. He was like, I'm going
to
buy
that'd be the place to wear it, at least. You know, in Tennessee, that'd be the place you'd fit right in.
You'd be like, hell, yeah, I look good, man. He's like, you should get yourself some cowboy boots and some tight Wrangler jeans.
Tight Wrangler jeans.
With a big giant belt buckle right in the front.
Tight ones.
That says... Love you.
That says Rancho. Right on.
Ranchero.
Right on the belt buckle.
The only one I could find said enchilada.
With a bull's head on it.
The only one I could find said enchilada. Is that okay?
I found this one that says taco. Yeah. Does that work?
Is this good? What about this one? It's got a cat skull on it. Is that okay?
How about this? It's got a. I don't even know what that is.
What is that? A horse?
What is that?
Why has it got three tails?
Is that a sun? That looks like a sun.
Oh, he drank from the water.
I love this belt buckle.
What do you? There's dudes out there that are huge. It looks like a championship wrestling belt.
Yeah.
Like why?
I think there's a thing with belt buckles in the South.
It is.
I think the bigger the belt buckle, the more money you've got or something.
I don't know. I think you're just a champion of wrestling. That's the only thing I thought. I asked. Joe never wore that stuff.
Or maybe what is it?
I'm a wrangler.
Yeah.
I'm a champion wrangler. I tie them little sheep up tight, and then I go home. Okay, belt buckle.
Bull
man.
Riding.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of those guys there.
Yeah?
Like, I went to one of the ones, the bull riding things with Joe, and he was like, you ever been to a bull riding show, man? I was like, no. He's like, you gonna like this. I was like, all right. So I'm sitting there like, woo. Yay. Everyone's like, woo. I'm like, no. It's not.
I think it's funny.
It's cool, but it's not. I couldn't get into it until that dude got whacked in the face. Then I was like, yeah, and everyone's like looking at me like, you got problems. I'm like, I got problems? You guys are watching people ride a bull. I don't have problems. Give me a break.
We're gonna go down yonder to the rodeo.
We're gonna watch some
of our friends ride the bulls.
We're gonna watch them old friend ride the bull down there at the bar down there. That's pretty cool down there. Wing you all around, you fall down on the pads.
Yeah, like the bigger the belt buckle, the more rodeo championships they won.
Yeah, each one's the rhinestone.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Exactly. You got your rhinestone. How many championships you won? I got one, two, three, four, five. How five? I gotta put the rhinestone and the number six one by next week. What? I'm going to make them all different colors.
Hope you got good health insurance. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, are you going to be okay when the bull's horn goes through your skull?
Now, do you think it'd be better to be the rider or the clown?
Neither. Probably the clown, because they can run. You know, they're all right, I guess. No, I don't know.
Because the bull chases the clown.
Yeah.
And it distracts the bull.
I mean, I couldn't be the rider, dude. That would kill me. I'd die. That thing would kick me right in the face. I know I'd be like, I got up. Bam. Good night. Done.
I think, so have you ever ridden the
mechanical one?
The mechanical bull, yeah.
I can't, dude. I laugh so hard.
I do too. What it is.
I'm like,
I do too. I know. And you can't help but to laugh because.
It's like, so funny, though. Like, they vibrate it really bad. You're like, I know. You look so dumb.
Yeah, but like, but like everybody else that's on it, too, does the same thing. Like, yeah, they get on and they start laughing. And it makes it fun, though.
But it's,
I used to love going to those. It was the mechanical bull night.
It's so funny.
They had it at Casey's. You guys, if you remember Casey's, I don't know.
I do, yeah.
I miss Casey's. I wish Casey's was still here. They would have mechanical bull night, and it was so much fun.
I remember one girl that was down there. She was just like, and he was like, she shook it. She was like, it was so great. I was like,
it's so funny.
I had to put my hand on my face, like, I can't laugh at this, can I? And then she fell off, and she was like, ha ha. She just kept laughing.
Because it's funny.
Hysterically. And the guy's like, you got to get off the pads. There's other people trying to ride the bull. Like, he was yelling at her.
I was like,
She's just like, ha! He's like, get off the pads. Other people need to ride the bull. I was like, this is great.
That's funny.
So funny.
So, speaking of mechanical bulls and rodeos, Whiskey City is playing tonight at Live on the Lake, as long as it doesn't rain. I don't think it's going to rain. I think it just looks like it's going to rain, and maybe there might be a couple of raindrops here and there, but I think it's going to be okay. Let's hope they don't get rained out tonight.
Yeah, it happens every time.
It does. Every single time.
It's Whiskey City.
Every single Live on the Lake, it's Whiskey City that gets rained out. So let's hope that today they don't.
Yeah, they might be all right. maybe they'll get away with it.
That's possible. I think they're, like I said, I think, you know, we had 30% chance of any kind of rain or anything. And there might be a few raindrops or two, you know, or three or four, but yeah, I don't think it's gonna storm.
Do they have any food vendors there?
Yes.
Yes.
Usually.
Like pizza?
Sometimes.
I think it's always pizza, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't been there. Last time I went was with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you went with your friend was singing.
Yeah, yeah. Liquid Courage, which will be there at the end of the month, I believe.
Oh, okay. She's still singing with them or no?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, okay. That's good. Good job, Amanda.
Yep. Yeah. Liquid Courage will be there at the end of the month. But I believe it's the end of this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. And I think they got rained out, too.
Yeah, we were there. We were sitting in the thing, and we were just sitting there. It was just pouring.
Yep.
And then it finally stopped, and we all went.
No, they got to play.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Right. They were playing.
They
we
got
were
rained
the
out
back.
For a little bit, but then they got to play. Yeah.
Then we were just sitting there. We went out, and it was like.
Because we were sitting in the pavilion. Yeah.
Yummy.
That's like when I sort of slid. I was like, uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was time, like, just make sure you bring yourself a chair. Yeah. There's no chairs.
There's no
chairs. Bring a lawn chair.
Yeah.
Or
bring
something, something
or
to sit on.
Sit on a friend. It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Or sit on your friend.
Yeah. I'm going to use you as my
some
chair.
People have boats. So they bring their boats over.
Yep. And when the lightning hits, that's it. Bam! Okay.
Get off the water.
Let's get out of here, guys. Well, you ain't going anywhere because you have a metal boat. Some of them are wood. But anyway.
Did you say wood?
Did you say world?
You did it.
Did you say... Wait, what's he say? No, he goes, did someone say world?
Did you say ward?
I like ward.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. But he used to do Rocky and Bullwinkle, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I can't do it. I tried. That was a waste of my time right there.
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Rocky. You want to come over and play with me and Christopher Walken?
But he would always put his hands up yeah, like he this. Hey, Rocky.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky. Want to play with me and Christopher Walken?
I don't know.
That'd be really funny.
You know what I've not seen? Christopher Walken's voice as a cartoon character. If he has, I've never seen it.
That would be pretty funny.
That would be hilarious. Like if he was on like Scooby-Doo or something, he was the evil doctor or something.
Yeah.
I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
And that mangy dog.
And that mangy dog. And they'd be like, well, we got you.
Well,
why don't you come over here? And say that to my face. Like, walking, it's just a cartoon. Relax. You got a problem?
Say it to my face.
It'll be so great. You get these handcuffs off me, I'll take you down. It's going to hurt. And I'll take your dog out, too.
And your little dog, too.
That's what I should have said. And your little dog, too. I ain't no Auntie M. I'm Christopher Walken.
I'm not the Wicked Witch of the West.
See Christopher Walken riding the bike? And he just looks over and goes, and your little dog, too. And your little dog, too. Right in the basket.
Put it in the basket. It puts it in the basket now. Could you imagine if Christopher Walken played the Buffalo Bill part?
Oh, my God.
And the Silence of the Lambs.
That would be so awesome. Put the lotion.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. Now do it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
Or else it gets the hose again.
What?
Or else it gets the hose again.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Put the dog in the basket.
Put the dog in the basket. Or you're going to get the hose again.
Excuse me, are you a size 14?
Excuse me, are you a size 14? You just pulled up to a car going, excuse me, do you have any Grape upon. Where's the beef?
Oh, man.
That'd be great if he played Buffalo Bill. Hit him with a bottle of Chianti and some fava beans.
Yeah, or if he played him.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that would be pretty cool, though.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. I'm Hannibal Lecter, and I'll eat people.
They're delicious. And I eat people.
They're delicious.
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
can't talk to you anymore, Clarice. I have an old friend.
I can't talk to you anymore, Clarice. I'm having an old friend for dinner. Delicious.
With a bottle of Chianti and some fava beans and a nice bottle of Chianti.
With some fava beans and a nice bottle of Chianti. These guys out there are probably like, what's going on? Oh, man.
Poor Christopher Walken. We put him in everything.
We have to. He's in every movie we have.
We kind of put him in everything.
Just see him and I'll accept it. That'd be funnier. No Justin
What would
Long.
He do? He could be the guy that was in the RV or whatever.
Oh, that
was
that
living
guy.
In the camper.
No, the guy that was the
teacher?
Head of the school.
The teacher.
Yeah, that'd be great.
His character in like Click, he could totally be that teacher.
Yes, he could. You just want a remote. I got one right here.
Here, if you press rewind.
If you press rewind, your life will go back. But don't do it too many times.
Don't press fast forward.
If you press fast forward, you're going to skip everything. Because you're
That's right.
stupid.
Yeah, right. It's just stupid.
You're stupid. That'd be so, oh my God. It'd be so funny. Or Chantel as Buffalo Bill. God.
My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel. You should put the lotion in the basket.
And put the lotion on your skin. Rub your lotion on your skin or else you're going to get the hose again. My name is Chantel.
You should rub your lotion on your skin. My name is Chantel. Or you're going to get the hose again. I like can't talk to you anymore, Clarice. Because I'm like having a friend over for dinner.
My name's Chantel.
with a can of whatever.
We have a can of Truly and
a can of Truly. With a can of Truly and like whatever that other drink is. My name's Chantel. Was there a helicopter? Oopsie. Those beans are getting to me.
Those fava beans.
Ooh. He's so
That's
bad.
Funny.
That was good.
That almost sounds like when something goes off the air for a while.
Yeah.
That's all you hear.
Yeah. They're gone.
All right, so that ends that.
Yeah, we're done.
Goodbye.
Have a good one, guys. What are they doing? And we're like, back! And I get, oh my God.
No.
We're still here.
They're still here. We're still here.
We have 2 minutes.
We have about a minute and a half,
That was
sir.
Funny.
We have about a minute and a half.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Christopher Walken
is Buffalo Bill. We put him in everything.
But wouldn't he be great as Jim Carrey and Cable Guy? I'm here for you.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy. He's pressed against the window. I'd be like, I can't watch this movie.
It would be too funny.
Are you telling me you want me to give you a legal cable? That's like a $5,000 fine and a year in jail. That's
He would be funny
as anything.
I know. I like putting him in different movies as different characters.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Take my strong hand.
Take my strong arm. And my hand.
Take my strong hand, kid. You can do it.
I do my bum. I do my bum busters.
I do my bum busters every day. Squeeze really tight, and I let loose. I squeeze really tight, and I let loose.
Ooh. Oops.
Oops.
And I let loose.
I can't remember what he does. Like,
yeah.
Something. He's like, ooh.
Yeah, I think it's all like right. I think it's like a real.
Yeah.
Like.
Anyway.
Airy.
Well, that's it for us. We're out of here, people. We had fun.
We did.
We're gone. So thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Night Cup Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Have a good one, guys.